Well, we have milled the sugya of Ksabim, Simin, Tzadi, Tzavov. Ksabim is the case we have no Agosha, and this was Drabonon. We have Agosha in the case of Deraisa. In Sifhei, we learned that we have a size over here to be matter any less than the gris, void is mutter, even though it's mamish red, it's a color. We have Chazal saying, and that's in the Chesed Beis, that we have every bed that has tibis of dam over here. We said then the two reasons why we point out one point, first of all, the ikur legozru, and also we mentioned the size is between 19 to 20 millimeters in diameter. People were asking over here, why don't you get the original prints of the Miel Tzedakah or the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, Lechem HaSimlo, and see exactly what the size is. We'll get the original prints. So I see certain swam that actually got the original print, a couple of them, and they have the same sefer, the same Aramakum, the same first print, and have two different sizes. One quotes 19 millimeters, one quotes 20 millimeters. And the reason is, I count inside the circle, or outside the thickness of the line. When someone makes a circle, when you have a circle, where is that? Is it inside? So here's guys, a couple guys in Chabura, and half said one way, half said the other way. So even when you have the same Maram Walk and the same print, it could be like the Chaz Nishashir, which is about 20, be a Moshe Shir, which is 19, how are you counting the inside or the out, the thickness of the line itself? I was thinking of discussing the sugya of Kesem, Litzah, and Basara. The shaila is, do we have the same hetek, grits for oid or not? The Rambam writes, it's the Rabbi and Paraktes, the Lachavav, black and white, the Kesem, Sinimitza, al Basara, ain't no share, has no share. My mokum, the Beisayis, being down from the Magi Mishnah, he says we have Gemorah, and after the diamond bays, the Braisa, it says you have a Sofik, and a Kesem al Basara will be Machmer, a Sofik on a Kesem, on a Bigda will be Mekel, will be Tar. Therefore, in essence, what's the case of a Kesem you find? It's a Safik, it's a Macholus or not? We're not sure. So Chazal being Mekel on the Safik, only on your Beged, and not on her Guf. That's where my Mokmin is coming from. On the page, the Torah Shlomim, or the Nadi Behuda, he come along to answer. Over there, Dafka went through a Shuktal Shalta Bochim, and he did not have any Tliya upon the Begodim, not find anything there. So a Glein Ludov, it came from her, that's why being Machmer. Fine, so if Shalom have a Raya not, we have the Ramush Shito that he comes out and says, you have no Shir and Basara, the Meister can be Machmer. And the Ari Shem went this way, Ben Shimshin brought down with the Ogur, Ben Simcha by the Grace Maimonides, the Kolboy, the Tashbats, the little Meister, they are Machmer. Atzel HaSheni, the Ravit and Shver, the Eshkol, they come along and have different rights to disagree. The Ravit on the Ramam writes, first of all, the fact that Gemara is clearing Al Basara, Tipin, Tipin, we see the Shir must be a Shir Kigris Void. Aleph, why the fact that the Mishnah Daf and Zayin equates the idea when you find a kesem connected mokum atorfoi, it discusses whether it's on a beged or it's talking about on a body. We see that even on the body we have the sugya of tlius. The fact that we're not machalik in tlius, what's the difference? What the case is whether tlius is machalis or stam dam? Where it's coming from? David Kamlung says no, it's the same exact sugya. Says the Ravid in the Eshkol and say al basara say al bunda. We have the halacha kigris v'oid, and therefore Rav Yishalim go this way. The Rash brought down by the Orchas Chaim, the Ramban with Orchas Nida, the Rash Matoris Abayis, the Rav Bedek Abayis, the Ran, the Rashbam brought down by the Ozrua. It comes on the basis of points out to read the Torah. The Torah went this way. The fact that the Torah in Sivches discusses the idea as be a chumra over here to mitzaref the tipus on a besara versus the big da'a to mechalak one versus another. Elamai must be that on her own basara the shes kigris void. Otherwise, the whole towards halach and tzivches that we one mechalak and say we arming mitzaref al basara does not make sense if the shes a mashu. So it must be the Torah passes the kula, not like the Rambam that even basara the shes kigris void. The base Yosef does go on further and say who is like the Rambam. He quotes the Rosh. And like Gedolei Chachamim point out, it's very shver where exactly is this Rosh. They say the fact that Torah is suing me Mekel, it does not quote or mention his father's not that way. Pashas must be another Havana if there's such a rush around to understand what's behind the rushes. Otherwise, the Torah is clearly being Mekel over here. And some other base says there was a rush to be Machmer, the Torah does not quote it or argue or say something about it. So it's not Mustafa, there's such a rush over here. So he gets where Machalik is clear among the Rishonim. There's Rambam, the Meister wants to be Machmer, the Ravid, the Rav Yishan Meister wants to be Mekel. Halach l'maisa, the Olam Shal Shachovir, he starts off quoting a Bach that wants to be Mekel, get back to Bach. The Shach himself, and Dov Ein L'Hokel Klal, he is right for the Gemara, He has a Rambam, he has a Tosfos, he has a Rosh, he says v'chein pasuk beina simcha, and therefore he wants to raise avatim machmer. Now as raise each one yishlodin, if you really want on the page, the Torah of Shlomim itself says these raise are yishlodin, faket, most of them raise faket. So finally, you have raise, you have to deal with each one back and forth. But there are those mice who do paskin l'chumra, the Pischachua brings on the Shev Yaakov, that said the Mara, Gudno, mice maskon, he's coming to be machmer. The Kishon Aruch Mai says Machmer, the Aruch HaShulchan, Ha'ad Simonim, they are Machmer, and even Ms. Manazer, Rav Vosner, Rav Yaakov Nesli, the Mais, they're Machmer, when you have a Kesel al-Basara, even a Mashu. I cannot never get this question, al-Basara, what happened to me when I was in America a couple weeks ago, someone came over to me, Mamashu the Shailo. He says, don't be passing like a Shach, be Machmer, the Kesel al-Mashu al-Basara, you have to be Machmer. The Mais, as far as I know, the Anhog is not that way. First, I point out the Mechaber. The Mechaber is very interesting. He comes out, he has a Stam Yish Omen. Stam Maisa is being Mekel, Yish Omen to be Machmer. The Klal of the Mechaber says all the Gilal Achroinim, Stam Yish Omen, Halacha Gestam, and Pashas is being Mekel over here. That means Sayal Basara, Sayal Al Bigdo, the Loch is Kugrizvoid, all be Mekel. The Shal is when you learn the Klalim of the Mechaber, in the Beis Yosef, where's he coming from? He always comes to the big three. He has a Rambam, he has a Rosh and the Rif. The Rambam over here is being Machmer. He has somewhere a Rosh that might be being Machmer. There is no Rif. It's either we don't have a Rosh, or we have a Rosh that's being Machmer. So the Klal in the Mechaber should be Klal to be Machmer. Whether you have a Rosh or not, he has no Rif. He has Ram being Machmer. In fact, the Shulchan Gavoya, he's before the Prima Godim, or Bezman of Prima Godim, he discussed the Klal of the Mechaber does not work out. So you want to say, because the Rosh is not a Furish, only one he won't pass like, but it is a Ura, the Dolachim discussed in the Mechaber. Why was he being Mekel over here? It's against the Klolim. But Pasha is being Mekel Sam, Yishermim, Aloch Yistam. The Torah of Shlomo on the page, he brings down that Avada, we pass the Lekul Maisa, Lekul over here. The Pischachuva brings down the Siddur Torah, says those are Mekel, Lehivsid. Clever the Chokh Mazonim is black white this way. But Moshe brings down those who are Machmer, he writes the Minig Maisa to be Mekel. That's the Minig of the Yashiv, the Chodshani. The Vushay Ozra, the Zil Orbach, brings down the Gamma Vosna, right to Shura Vosna to be Machmer. He says, Harom Ravachas is not the way. The Rav that's Mukubal, the Maish to be Mekel, you find a Kesem, Al Basaro, the Shir is not a Mashu, it's red, the Shir is Kigris for Oid. Now, again, these are the two Shitas. I did not mention the Bach. They point out the Shach brings down the Bach, the Maish said, he coming to be Mekel. The Gilda Chayim point out, read the Bach inside, that's clear now what he's saying. A couple people came over to me, asked me the question. Some people do read the Bach. So inside he says that it really depends. The Shir Be'etzem is to be Machmer of a Mashu, except when you have a Chocha, not that way, when you have certain shapes and sizes, then they come along, in that case, you need a Kigris for Oid. And therefore, the Tverash L'Moshe and the Pashu Moinim says a Tmi upon the Shach. And those who, and he goes on further and says, those who quote the Shach, the Bach being Mekel, they didn't see the Bach inside. The Shach saw the Bach inside. And then they say, it's a Pell over here, why in the world is he quoting the Bach to be Mekel? Fine, so is a shadow of what the Bach's had understand it, make it practical Loch L'Maisel. But actually, year, the Paiskim seem to go like the Chokh Mos Adam is black and white. Tarshi Shlom, the Maisel, the Ravacha says, even Al Basaro, the Loch is a Shirk Gris for Oid. Now, what is the reason to be Machmer? Again, we have a Mamok, we have a Baisa Dach, and Zainab Beis. So, two reasons how to say it over Wati Machmer. One, you can say over how the Beis Yosef bring down the Bein HaSimcha. But we have a clown in Gemara, Daf Yudal Dom and Aleph, the Oysa Mokum Bodek for Machailis. Ke'inza, a person's growth, Mistamo, Mistavro, Yabogzir, you'll sense, you'll feel it. And usually that Mokum does not have Machailis inside. And therefore, to make it clear upon Oysa, on the whole entire body, not Mistavro. That's how the Bein HaSimcha says it over. Another way of saying it over is they come from the Rajma, Daf and Zainab Beis. He's discussing a Sugya, but the grass and the chavadas and kiv egel all say over by this kimto that we're glaim ledover. Mustama, where did it come from? Her. Does we have a glaim ledover? We have a chochol or a glaim ledover. Mustama came from her. Now, even though we start clearing a question over here that Chaim discussed that this halacha that want to be mekel or machmi, each sheet over here. Start clearing different hakiras over here. That means, first of all, there is first an interesting mahalach in between mahalach over here. That we're saying we have the machmer to be mekel. Those who want to know the Baruch Shulchan went this way. That the only time we can be mekel b'saro is dafka we toil upon the machilas yabes manazeh. Kishrimanar calls this way, Dafka Machilis Bismanazem. That means even following Abbasaro, the Shias Kigris for Oid, that's Dafka, in those times, 90 millimeters. But according to the Mahalach, let's say, the Gris today, or the Bogs Machilis and Lice, we have to lay, is only 5 millimeters. It says about a Shulchan, we have to go after Bismanazem. Because we know already the Machilis in Jerusalem of Cholius, we say, Lagazu, who are the Loch over here, is after real Tlius. So they're coming, being machb over here, since it itself is a machalik sa locha, those who are taina, and the between malach, dafka after the machalik sa rabbi's man is there, agam is not his team as a poiskim. Now, on that side over here, that let's say you know that an isha killed a machalik. You know 100%, that would get the civil zayin, you know you killed a pishbush or machalik. What's the loch over here that you want to be machber, that those who want to be machber, you know you killed a machalik. Not those who are going to be machber on the guf, the shish kemashu. Let's say killed one, I mean Machmer also. So Kivegar over here brings down a Teresh Lamoisho. I think most of Shulchan Aruch changed the words around to correct the print over here. It's because of the Sugg of Hargol. Teresh Lamoisho might say he wants to be Mekel, just like a Sif Zion, you want to be Mekel or killing a Pishbush. You also be killing Machelis, be Mekel, I'm telling you, even on the Guf, Shirk Kriz V'oid. Like Kivegar himself says, Tzorach Yeladinoi, he does not want to go this way. Even those who want to be Mekel, also Machlekes, you're going to tell the Sugya of Tliya in the Machmirim, who is Machlekes we're going after? We're going after the Machlekes Bizmana Chazal or Bizmana Zer. But if those want to say, if I don't know the Machmirim, we're going after Dafka Bizmana Zer, after Sugya of Tliya's. The same love and not, I said, no, once saying he killed it, we're going after the Machlekes Bizmana Chazal. That's not the Machmirim. Another question in the Machmirim. We're saying the Shir is Kigris for Oid. We're saying the Shir is Mashu. Let's say you find it on her Besara. And also on a big dog, also on the clothing. Both. Is a person going to be machmer in this case and still say you found the basara, the shared mashu? But no, now they found on both, mice, let's be, have a cool over here and the shared kibbutz for eight. So, l'chor depends upon the reasons why to be machmer over here. If you come and tell the sugi, we're glying ludover, the glying ludover, the stomach came from her. And therefore, the chavdas, the mice is machmer, if it's going to be down, it's going to be down, chavdas will be machmer. As Hashem Sheni, the Ilum says, look at the Rambam. We're talking about the Beis Yosef. It's clearly, the loch is, when you find it on the big dog and Besaro, the loch is, it will be Mekel. What's as far as? If we want Taina, because we have a Choch over here that we did not find on the beggar, like the Raj Besaro, the Chav, like Kiveger, and others. The reason why we're being Machbal Besaro, because we should have found it up on big dog. Here we found it on big dog, we found it on her clothing. So the Choch over here, why to Mekel? Not upon the Rajba. If we could not find on a Beged, we found on a Bigda. And therefore, when you find on a Bigda and Besara, over here, Emnogri, the Shias Kigris for Oid, that's the Ik, the place can go. Noch the Mekilim over here. Noch Machmim, the Shia of a Mashu. When you find a Bigda, the Shia will not be a Mashu. Now, they do discuss, let's say you found the one on a, let's say, the thigh, or one on the ankle. It's not close to each other. Over there also be Mekel, Noch the Machmirim. So you read the Piskachuva slowly. It says, Dercha Cholk, let's have a Chain of Heino. If you even see them far apart, it's possible to find them one time in the bag in a faraway place, or someplace very far away from one place to another, and still will have the coolest grizzly for eight. Now, based on this question, you have to realize, you see different achrim's cause, what's the luck when you find them in a bag in an al-basaro? You can clear it side noch machmirim, side noch the makilim. How? Then we're saying the luck over here, if you noch the machmirim, you supply them mashu. You can clear it, let's be makel over here, and when you find them a big doll. Then the other way, not those who are being makel, the shiris kigris v'oi, lest you find the al-basara can be mitzarif. That means get the loch at tzivches. And tzivches will be mechal at the tzigit tzirif. We're going to make a paskin. The al-basara will be mitzarif, the tipis. Al-bigdir won't be mitzarif. Won't put the two sides together and make a shiris kigris v'oi. Over here, you found them both, al-basara and al-bigdir. Under what level do you put it under? It's under al-basara, then now you'll be mitzarif it. Well, on the big day, you're not being Mitzarefit, because you found two different places over here. That means even those who are being Mekel over here, and Al-Basara, the Shiris, Kikris, V'Oid, now you found them both places, what's the Locha, Noch the Mekilim? So, but it can come along the place, Kishkanar, very close to Shaila, he come along the Locha Mice and says, you find them both will be Machm over here. Or Mitzaref over here. But the Shulchan this way, he quotes from Achorim this way. Again, the Chumshani says, no, once you find a Basara, you find a big doll, let's mechal one versus the other. That means we have the question over here. Say noch the makilim, say noch the machmirim. What's the loch when you find a big doll basara? That means according to the makilim, or rave will be makil, the loch of lapis come on tiny, you be machm over here, and mitzaf to share grits for oids. If I get noch the machmirim, go like the ram, the shares a mashu, Here they basically want to be makel and saying you do need the shear crucified. Now we discuss to be clear on your body. We'll get to other cases. Get to sefud alef and others. You find, let's say, on your face, that mission says no problem. It's not going to makom tar for you. You find on your hands, we'll have isklal and we'll be sefud alef and onwards will be different, not exactly the sugya of al basara. Now, to be practical, you find the basara, make the place, say she's crucified. She finds on the leg. So now, what do you want her to go do? You're not sure if you're crucified. So she has to. She's not sure what the size is. It's on the leg. So what's your options? So you have to go show it to Rav. Okay. So are you allowed to show it to Rav? What are you going to do over here? Front and leg, we probably go, are you going to show it to Rav? How do you go do that? So you could say that there's an interesting tshuva by the Mach L'Chaim, the grandson of the Sam Sefer. Discusses how in the world do we ever have Edis on Znus. You have Simai Sabil. He says, the fact that he's saying Asura, and the person anyway did it, and he has Mabrus Chutzpah for Ozzah, and you're doing the Kamas Hashem. It's not being told by Vidita, you're saying, Edis, you have a right to go see. Fine, so, 12 is being Oisik in the voice of Hashem. Fine, you can start arguing the point, told by Vidita, go check the thigh, see exactly what the size is.
What
are you saying? Told by Vidita. Someone being Oisik in this Parnassus, he's not going to be wrong. Who likes that clarifying the question? It's not even that.
It's
Machlokes in the Gemara Makkos. I'm curious, have you seen Mamash? I said, Mamash might be enough Zion. Now, first of all, even if you want to say this more to, I don't think it's that comfortable for an Isha to go do that. Void, it'll take time to get to Rav, might drip down, might come a little bit bigger. Well, you know, how can you put it to the mailbox? You know, her leg, you know, it doesn't exactly work away by certain rubs. Fine. So come over to Archa Shulchan, he says, Elamai, take a piece of paper, draw around the shape exactly what her, on her leg is, and draw it. He says, Loi Shemana, Loi Minu, any place to go say that. Elamai, it's right, the Rambam's right. The Shir Zamashu. Right. We don't find anywhere that we, Chazal say, if the Isha Mashar and to make it, to draw it. Elamai, the Shir said, Archa Shulchan, Loch, Lamaisu, you pass the Shir Zamashu. Maisa, Rav again, and Hog is the Alocha Rav Akas, does not seem to be there with the Shir to be crucified. What's the option? So, by the Shulchan writes, he calls the Echanami, the Alocha Shulchan, and there, you have to draw it. You take a piece of paper. Now, don't take a tissue and push it down. Usually, it spreads out. You take something and try to draw the exact size and show it to the Rav, that piece of paper.
Measure it?
You can try to measure it, but usually, things don't come out perfectly squared, perfectly circled, and it doesn't work out that well. That means if you can. Try to take a penny and mashar. If you can't, you have to draw exactly the size. There were the Bar Shulchan and the Markoy and the Chodshani and the article also from McDown. What to go do? You find your leg. You should take a piece of paper, draw the best of your ability, the exact size that you have, and bring the piece of paper to the rope. It's not exactly the size of a penny. You never get that size. You always get all these different sizes and shapes in different places and different ideas.
How do you know about the color whether it's red or
not? We're saying it's red. If it's not red, you have another issue. That, so there's two things they point out. When you get to the color, you can put on tissue.
Ah, so you didn't.
When you get to the not the color, it's the size, you spread out the size.
You get to the color of what?
So therefore, what do you want the person to do? No, that's Shas Matias. No, Shas Matias goes when she finds it. She found it.
What do you do on Shabbos?
What do you do on Shabbos? You can get a guy who's mocking mitzvahs, but it's the rice of Kesev. What are you going to do on Shabbos? You should rip paper, but also that's a ticket over here. What are you going to do? It's a good challenge. I guess you put the leg in the mailbox.
Remember, this is new for the unlocked on Shabbos. It's one thing is what? We got something.
To show it to him? No, that's another option. Again, I think a couple of things. She has to walk there, right? It's going to start dripping down the leg. It's not practical.
Is she Nemo? Going to say that? It was,
yeah, she's
Nemo.
This
drip was not part of it.
It definitely would be so, yes.
So what she can say is that this drip was not part of it.
No, she won't know. Yet. People don't know. They don't know. You know exactly where things are. You wouldn't know. Fine. That's Silvov. No, what? scoop it up. The size changes. The size changes. We're dealing what size? Give us for oid. How do you do that on the leg? How do you find 90 millimeters when you change the size?
According to the tire, anyway, it's very thick.
And then you blow up the picture or shrink the picture? Which one do you want? Right. As soon as I when you kill a fish bush, it will come down. We have a sugi after custom base. Really, we shoot it over there. We have a shivig on meal. Mishnah that says the idea of the Tanakama, the you kill a machilis, then you make it clear. You don't kill it, won't make it clear. The Avon says even if you don't kill it, and then we have Chanina ben Atiknus. The Gemara says that once you don't kill the kibbutzim chafila on a fish bush, the shear of a tormis. And then Rav Chanina ben Atikna says you don't kill it with only the tzemach upon the shear of machilis. I mean, the three different sheets is very clear. The Mishum Gamliel says dafka mahargari. The Rabban says loy hargari, have the shear of a fish bush. Rav Chanina ben Atikna says the shear is machilis even loy hargari. Alokh ma'isa we pass him very clear. Rav Chanina ben Atikna is the alokh over here is that when you do not kill it, you only tzemach upon machilis. However, building from that Gemara, discuss what happens if you know that they're around, really, first two cases, if the case that you killed it, a pish bush, or a case that you have the smell over here of a pish bush. That means not forced the Gemara, the sugya, but it comes out from the sugya. So first, we have this pish bush, which they write is a vans, which they say in English is a bed bug, which I'm not exactly sure what that is either. But we have these bed bugs around over here that Chazal write either when you kill it, or you have, when it has a smell when you kill it, and we have a bris kusaloi, we had a bris that was cursed with it, and any time you kill it, it has this special smell coming out of it. Come along to Rishonim and say, we can put toilet upon the sheer tormis. Now, what is the sheer tormis? The Choshulchan is very simple, he quotes him, and Chaz Yaakov says the sheer selah, he said that's a developed mu'ah, and therefore, what is the sheer? He's not sure. Tyrus is so brings down, he's not sure. But the Choshulchan brings down the sheer, is not exactly, we're not sure what the sheer over here is. Now, the word tormis, you learn Barons and Simon Shiyatas and other places in the Brachas. So there are the word tormis around. The tormis that we have, as far as I see in my store, is smaller than the even the size 90 millimeters. So I'm not clear exactly what the shear over here is, what the tormis they're referring to over here. They do say that once we have this heter of things that you kill or smell, that we know that you killed it, you tell upon it, it's lav dafko, a fish bush. I mean, there's not any big bugs around, and you know you killed it. You have jukes around, you killed it in your house. You have jukes in your house, you have a big problem, take care of it. But if you have them around, you know you killed them. You have a tli over here. You have a lot of big mosquitoes around. Sometimes, and you go to the mountains, you have big mosquitoes, and you kill them, it'll be the same sugya. With the loch over here of Siv Zayin. Therefore, come along the Svarm, they bring down the Baal Shulchan from earlier, Makaris, Pesach Zuto, Shire Torah. He says, Tolifia Mokhun Fiasman. If you kill things, you want to make a tli, you have a right to make a tli. And they point out, what is our sugya? I mean, Sif Hay involved discussed so kigris for eight. We discussed, is it tliya or legazru? Making the pasuk come from Yitzchak is legazru. Over here, the pashas in the sugya here is like the idea of going through a shukshal tabakum, isin pekisavin, a sugya of tliya over here. It's not a sugya of legazru, that's the pashas of the understanding. Neiv lechot, talufiya makum fiyasman. That's the simple of one over here. If that's so, building upon that, once we have this two term over here, to be makel, whether you killed it, or you have the reich that you killed it. Now we discuss what's halacha when it's motzai. That means the Torah, the Mechab discussed when he killed it, or when they have the reich. They left out the case of motzai. If the whole entire avon over here is being made inside the sugi of tliyo, so when it's motzai, also let's make it tliyo over here. Now, the word motzai, when you read the Beis Yosef, there seem to be different levels of motzai. Motzai a little bit, a lot, a bunch. Let's leave the standard case of motzai a lot. Motzai a lot, can we have a tliyo over here? So come along the Beis Yosef, bring down the Rashba, black, white. Once it's Motzai, we're Taylor. Before the Rashba, the Eshkol says that. And afterwards, random, either or Chaskayim, they say when it's Motzai, we have a clear by case of Bishbush. Now, who argues? So the Beis Yosef discusses, maybe the Rosh argues. Maybe. Like the Rosh says over here, the case is not Shchiach. The question is, you mean not Shchiach on a body, in the area of the body? You mean not Shchiach in that city itself, in the place itself? He's not sure, back and forth, he has no Raya. That means it comes out who argues in the Rashba, black or white, there's no Rishon. The question is, maybe the Rosh argues. Maybe. We're not sure. Two ways how to read the Rosh. Not that I see inside, I'm not sure. Don't think so. Maisa again, so we have the Ran, the Mi'ivi, the Rosh Chaim, the Eshkol, go like the Rashba, Maisa to be Michael. Now, Aloch Maisa, what to go do? So the Bach says, let's read the Mechaber. Mechaber says, only two of them, do not say the case of Motzoi. So it must be he's coming to be Machmer. Well, for my sake, he wants to be Machmer the Bach. They point out, well, the Mechaber did not say either way. He did not say not to be Machmir, not to be Mekel. He just left a blank over here. So it's interesting, Raya, the fact that he left a blank, that he wanted to be Machmir over here. The Maisi read the Taz, he read the Shach, both of them come out, Maskono, the Locha went Motzei to be Mekel. To be Mekel.
That's a big.
Sorry? Okay, that's why it's Chalik. Chutzik can say Maskani. It still is a Kiddush. I mean, it's not clear the Mechaber is arguing. Maisel, all the Pesach Melech has in Shach. Tosh Shlomo on the page, the Chavdas, Chochmas Odom, the Graz, Gishon Orach, Pasi Moinim, Orach HaShulchan, they all come along and Loch LaMaisel Paskin, that the Shir is by whether it's Motzei or killed it, we have a three over here. That means negate us, if you have an issue of bugs in your house, and it's Motzei, you'll have the circle of a Tliya. Except you start clearing, maybe us is not inside the bag of the Samach Lugof, you have tight Tachtonim, before you can argue the point, say it's not really practical, this Aloch over here. Motzei. Your wife will tell you when you have bug issues in your house, that's Motzei. May you never know what the get of Motzei is. Now, building upon that, when you say we have a heter of, let's say, Motzei, or you kill things, let's say you kill a couple of them. There are really three cases that Achorim discussed from the Rishonim, places in the Rosh.
It goes by size.
That means you have these big jukes in your house, you have this issue, you have a tli over here. That means you find dam on your bed sheets that are white over here, and you have bugs in the problem in your house, you have a tli, a posh tli of the Motzei. Now, bugs you can blame on children also, you know, each one onto their own. Fine, so now you have
children.
No, it's the same idea as Tliyas over here. When kids have nosebleeds, or kids are around, and they make issues over here, you know, whatever. It's a good Tliya over here. Now, they discuss, let's say you killed one, you have a Tliya. Let's say you killed a couple of them. Now, the couple of cases they discussed, three different cases among the Gedolei HaFenim and the Rishonim. Let's say, first of all, you killed five Kinim. You brought a kid over, you're doing chesed for your wife's kid, for your neighbor's kids. It's not like a kinim when you killed 30 kinim from the kid's head. It's not your kids. You did the chesed to help out your neighbor's kids. Killed 30 kinim. Now have a tli of 30 grissom over there. Let's take another case. Killed 30 bugs in your house, pishpushim. You have a tli of 30 pishpushim now. Take a third case. You killed one pishpush, one kino. Well, we have a heter of a gris. So now I have a clear of a kina I killed, plus I have a head of a gris. That's three different questions they discuss. Let's take each one. First idea, we killed 30 lice. Again, took over your neighbor, killed 30 lice, you have a clear of 30 of them. So again, you can start claiming that maybe our undergarments are tight to the body, you have no clear, put that to the side. Let's say, for whatever reason, you wasn't wearing any undergarments, you have a clear over here. So come on, taste it, from the chesed of it's a very small taste, it's very simple. You killed lad machelitim, you have a tliya, the Muslim Macholosim killed 30 of them, you have a shear 30 grissom. Very nice. Poor time with Eshkol, same with their places, not in Chazan Beis. Three long places, very simple. And those who might go this way.
When you kill them, you're assuming that you killed them when you found that thing between the six you killed in the dining room, this kid.
Again, you want to tell me this? It's not a good tliya? You kill them, in your bedroom, because you don't know the dining room, it's not nice for your food, that's posh. I tell all my kids all the time, don't do it in the dining room. Don't. It's not nice. I said all the time, do it in the back room, in the bathroom, in the bedroom, but it's not nice in the dining room. And the kitchen. Both are just not nice. Fine. What? Not tire fish. Just, they're sitting there and snapping blood. It's not nice. Wash it. Atzad HaShani, come on the Ravid already. He wants to argue the Shrek in the Eshkol. And the Russian, the Sugyo, needed that parachas. He says, Lamaisa, we're not going to make it clear. Why? He said, Loi plug up on him. Chazal not machalak, which toil upon one machalas, not more than that. The way how the Chavadas explains, by also over here, he says, Be'etzim, let's say you killed one machalas, let's be toil a gris and a machalas. He says, that it can't be. Why? Because Chazal is toil upon one machalas, one gris. And that you killed is that machalas. We're saying we toil upon machalas, and the one he killed, that's the one Chazal was toil upon.
And the two things above is one is the clear, one is the light.
Right, but he says, Chazal, I'm giving you one, and you got that one. You killed that one. That's the argument, but that's Chavadas is saying. So now once Chazal gave you one, I'm saying, like, plug. Now we have one, and that's it, like, plug Chazal. So if one to be mach, become longer once a taino, is we gave you one, you killed one, and not make it clear one upon the other. And therefore, that's it. That means you're coming to answer, we'll get the loch and tziv chavav and tziv chazayin. When you're isik, you saw him. You're isik in the cell of dam. You're painting the house, you have a cell of dam, cell of blood. Or felt pain. He felt now pain plus sigris. The loch is we see a machloik simcha vav simcha zayin. We tell upon the seller plus sigris. The tool of mice over there is machmer. We pass in the Ramon the mechaber to be meikel. So that's over here also be meikel. So the chabad has no yishal chalik. Over there was purely the sugya of tliya. Nisaska b'ksam. Tliya. Tliya. Plus like us, we put two together. Here by machlokes, Chazal put under, like plug only one machlokes and not more than that. It's a chiddush. Machlokes Rosh versus Tosfos. So he says, what are you talking about? One's a tliya, one's like us. So the chabad has b'shan. The Rosh, like the over here, has been telling the sugya of like plug. Divok by the sugya of machlokes, Rav Echvenim go like the Rosh over here. The Graz, the Aruch HaShulchan, Atzi Levoyna, the bigger one we machmer. We're talking about the Paiskim, by the Shulchan, of the Ashiv and others. Now, the Svor, they want to say more than this like plug, the way the Paiskim one explains, what happens? You want to be told upon this thing over here, that you have two grissom over here, the one's a Lekhoz, and one's the Sivir of a Tliya. What's the chance that the same exact place that you found two grissom, there are two bugs there? It's not Mistavro. What's not Mistavro? Each machlokes by itself will say like Gosru. But one top of another, the same exact place, I killed 30 of them. All 30 exactly one place, are 30 grissom right over here. If they're all spread out, anyway, you have a kula. Otherwise, 30 one place. Kemul Chazal, it's not like you're asking why. Because this is not Mistavro. It's not Mistavro. 30 bugs that you killed, I'm glad if you take your tissue where the kids do it, it's all spread out. I don't know why they do it. But when they killed 30 of them, they're all 30 one place. So there's a avon over here. Why Chazal said like plug leave it as one? What? No, no, there's a sugya of tliya. There are two different sugyas over here. The sakh sum is a tliya, the river like Gozru. You have a sugya like Gozru or Machilis? Chazal gave you one. Gave you a get out card for one Machilis. That's it. And then we have a sugya of tliya. But here, when you have Machilis in, that with the sugya, the Chazal put on the like Gozru was one, not more than that. Now, come to the next question over here, which I think was bothering you more. The sugya of now pishpush. You kill a bunch of pishpushim. What is that sugya over here? Is it like Gazu or Tliya? So over here it's interesting. Tosfos again writes two examples. You kill a bunch of kinim, or you kill a bunch of pishpushim. He said, tell them both of them. Does the Rosh also argue in the case of pishpushim? So over here, come along the Me'iri and the Raiva, they switch. So by Machilis will be Machmer. By pishpushim will be Mekel. What's that to you, Mekel? Sugya of Tliya. Mamnish is Askel B'Ksamim. The same idea over here. It's Askel B'Ksamim, you find a grass. You also, we're Isaac in a pish bush, I killed one. I'll have a sugar over here, but when you find a pish bush, and we'll eat a sheer grass. And therefore, the Eshkel Maisan, and the Mitzvah, we shouldn't want to be Mekel. Still come along over here, the Chavadas is not that way. You want to buy a pish bush. And he says, why? Interesting, it's far over here. But by the Shulman, Chotz Chavadas says, we make a go to the Chavadas over here. He says, in the Sugi, we're learning one in Chesem Beis. We have a Machalikis. Shum Gamliel, Chnina ben Atignus, and the Rabbanon, we tell upon the sugya of Machilis, Daf Machilis, or the Peshbush, Atikus Shir Ketormis. Noch the Rabbanon, the Loch is to Anuch upon, a Peshbush, Atikus Shir Ketormis, even though he did not kill it. That means according to the Rabbanon, was a Peshbush, it's like Gozer Sugyo. It's like Gozer Sugyo. We Paskin, like the Aloch is, Machilis, that's like Gozer Sugyo, not a Peshbush. Says the Chavdas, but according to your abundance, like Gozer Sugyo, you make that, and now you kill them a Peshbush. We make another machlekes between the Chnina ben Atignus and the abundance over here. Says Elamai, the Gedda Chazal gave you, if we think of a Peshbush, it's like Machlekes. But right, the fact that we see the abundance, say Peshbush like Machlekes, again, we don't pass them that way. We're serving upon a Peshbush. When you're Hargu or Motsoi, we'll give it a Gedda like Machlekes. And therefore, Dafka one and not more than one. Chiddush, mamash chiddush. Fine, therefore there are some myself who are Michael, and those who want myself to be Machmer, by the case of Peshbush. Building upon that, and I'll take a third case over here, is when you, not again, we one case kill a bunch of Kinim, a second case you kill a bunch of Peshbushim, a third case really building upon that, you kill one Peshbush, do you have a clear Peshbush void? So the Chavadas, the Shitosu, the Maisa says, we have to be Machmer, because Chazal gave us a getter of a Kino. And by Aloha by Kinim, we say one, we don't give you get a grizz for it. Also, by the case of Peshbush, Peshkashu brings this down, he sends you the Siddur Torah, and says, Sarachin, Chosh Mamash be the case, like Sivcha Vav, Sivcha Zayin. The Aloha over there is when you're Oitzim with Samim, you have a clear upon the Samim and void. So again, the Machalik among the Achonim, what to go do, the Torah wants to be Michael, others want to be Machmer. So again, we have really three questions, And the shell is, under what category do we put pishposh and gamets and tliyas sugyo? But do we take it into under the idea of ksamim, and get to oisim ksamim, and purely like tliyas? Well, no, do we have some of the chumras of makalis and that? Hopefully the halacha won't be negate to anybody. That's Siv Zayin. What? I said very simple. Everyone knows it's a Vance. And everyone knows Vance is a bed bug. Okay, maybe not your bed bug, but everyone else's bed bugs. It's very clear, I don't know what a bed bug is. People will tell me different things. I don't know what they mean.
Bed bugs, normally, it's normally plural.
If they're motzoi, then again, under what category for it? You have to first, no, only one. You machalis a motzoi, right? You tell upon one. Pishpun and motzoi, you only tell upon one. Unless you know, killed a bunch of them, then we have machalikis. Again, machalis, we chazal had a bunch of machalis. How would we tell upon one without killing it? If you kill it, that's machalikis, so it's the rush. Now, one again is a lachon sivches. The misifhei we had a sugya of kugus for oid. Sivav is good for oid on the gate of besaro. Siv zayin we went to sugya of pishbush. Now sivches is really going back to sivav. It's really like kind of a hemshich over here. That means if you paskin the lachon sivav on a besaro of a mashu, then the question sivches the chur does not really apply. That means the fact that the mechaber is salsum sivav is tam yishomim lach yestam the shir on a besaro. Is the shiur of gris v'oid? Therefore, now he's very good. He has a question on sif ches now. Is the shiur here of gris v'oid al besara is the same category like bigdo and we won't be mitzarif? Or would we get tzarif? That's the flow of the makab over here. Now, what's the tzati? Mach matzati mekel. They point out the chur, we have two gemaras. We have a gemara, Dr. Chesom, and the gemara over there says, tipun was halacha, mahu, and it ends up being on to be machmer. The Gemara and Daftan Tess said, I'm sorry, Tipa Mahu, what's the loch? And the Gemara and Daftan Tess says, we're not going to be Mitzarif. And we want to be Mahu, we want to be Mekel. Of course, the serious Gemara is over here, the against Gemara and Daftan Tess. So they want to answer Rishonim. The loch over here by Tipa Mahu to be Mahu is a Sugya of Besara. The Gemara and Daftan Tess, not to be Mitzarif, is a Sugya of Bigdo. I mean, that's not answer to the Sugya. Now, Agam the Gemara goes on further, Daftan Tess wants to say, is negate to Ritzua. The Gemara Rishonim wants to say, Dichub Alma. And therefore, the common most Rishonim, again, the Eshkol and the Ravid and the Rabban and the Rashba, or Ran, Tur, they come on the Matan of the Maisa to be Machmer al Basara. In fact, the Gemara says a Tipun, to be Machmer, without the Dichoy, the Maisa to be Machmer. Now, there are those, the Maisa, there is a Yishim being quoted to be Mekel over here. When we read the Beis Yosef, he has a Rashba quoting somebody. It's not that clear. The Rashba Maskon is Maisa to be Machmer. It's not clear which region, is there any region of Loch Lamaisa that comes out to be Mekel by Besara? That means, again, you will get the Mechaber, but among the Rishonim, all the Rishonim at the end of the day, as far as I can see, are being Machmer or are not clear. I don't know if anyone might say being Mekel al Besara and say the Loch over here is not to be Tzarif. Now, a Loch Lamaisa, the interesting point, they read the Mechaber over here. The Mechaber, when he reads Sivav, he's very clear. Sivav, he starts off saying, as a controversy of Ches, by Sivav he says, the loch is shek rizva oid, those want to say, bein al basara, bein al bigdo. Vyesh oim, those want to say, the loch rizva oid is dafka bigdo na basara. That means he quoted both cases in the Reisha and the Seifa. And Siv Ches has to say it over. He does not mention the word basara bigdo in the stam. He says, Vyesh oim, those want to say, in that case, dafka the loch to be makel only a case of bigdo. Al Basara, Maisa does not say what's Mashing in the case of Basara. What's the Mechal, one verse and another? So they point out, Lahuri did not mention in Siv Ches, what is the Yish Oim in Siv Ches doing? Is it coming to argue on the Stam? Or is it coming to define the Stam? That means in Siv Vav, he's clearly arguing. Siv Vav says, Basara baked on the ratio and in the Seifa. In Siv Ches, is it not said in the ratio? So those one time of the Yish Oim in Siv Ches, come to define the ratio, and then it'll come out to how exactly the Mechaber paskening over here. Is he paskening the halacha to be machmer or to be mekel? So the Aruch HaShulchan says no. Sivches is tam yishomim, and therefore it's coming to be mekel over here, and therefore even on besara the halacha be you cannot be mitzarif. The biyomim over here in Chelaches, he comes along and he goes back and forth listen to the Rishonim, the Mevucha Mon Gedolei Asfard, what the Avon the Mechav is, we did not speak out clearly what the first Shita is. Some want Taina, it's explaining, and some are saying, no, it's come to argue. So when he isn't sure, what's he going to do? So he writes, the Shalti Yedidi Agon of Liashiv, what are you going to do for the Bnei Asfard? So Liashiv answers back to him, Oyim Lamaisa to be Machmer. Fine. So it comes out, this is an argument what the Mechav is doing over here, in Simchas. Is the end of the day, he did not say clearly to be Mekel in the Stam. Therefore, the Yishom is explaining it, and therefore, it had to be Machmer. Well, Lamaisa to be Mekel, Stam Yishom, Aloch, Kestam, and to be Mekel. Aloch Lamaisa, all the Paiskim, except for maybe one, Maisa were Machmer. Aloch on the back, on the Guf, we would be Matar. That means the Bach clearly goes this way. So the Tara, the Graz, Chok Mason, Kishon Arach, we are Matarif. Now, it comes out, just to be clear, that means there really are three cases. You put Sevov and Sevches together. It means you have to speak out, get clear, Vov and Ches. There are three options. Number one, on a Besorah, the Loch is a Mashu. The second option, on a Besorah, be Mitzarev. The third option, on the case of a Beggar, be Mitzarev. The Loch is be Paskin in between. We don't Paskin be Ikka on a Besorah as a Mashu. And we don't Paskin the Loch to be Mekel on the case of Besorah. We can't Paskin Besorah to be Mitzarev, Mashu, Ikka, Bigdo. Let me just Vav and Ches put together is three shitas, and be ikri paskin the loch lemaisa the loch revacha says we paskin in between that the loch is a besore is not mashu, but is a chumovir with mitzav the shikugus for eight. Now the only one I see the lemaisa say pshan the mechaber to Michael is orcha shulchan. We have to really say it's Vav. He lemaisa paskin it's Vav to machmel she is a mashu. That means the only safer the lemaisa is Michael on Sim Ches. He's like in the mechaber shita. Because the Mechabi, the loch is, you knock mitzav al besaro. But he himself writes, but I don't pass him that way, because I pass him and sevov, loch lemaisa, and the besaro shares the mashu. So it comes out, there is nobody, loch lemaisa, that comes out, that would not be mitzav al besaro. So again, what do you go to? You have three drops in your leg. So you have to draw three drops and bring it to the rov. That's basically the only option. That's how it seems to be the loch. Now, they do discuss, let's say it's nicker, that the kesem, they have in the body as one has nothing to do with the other, they're different places. There's a shell of those one may be taino. Ravaz says maybe can be mekel and say you not be mitzarif. Maish b'shalom kluger and brought up by the shulchan. Others say, at the end of the day, the steamers are placed, we'll be mitzarif and have the shear over here that can be oid with the tzuf from over here. So once we have this halacha, the idea of being mitzarif, again, negated to a besar yes, and negated to beged no. How do you find the idea by beggar would not be mitzarif? Go through different cases, four or five different cases to apply practically. That means first, you find five drops on a beggar, five separate drops, each one less than gives for oid your mekel. That means numerous times you see people bringing, let's say, undergarments to Rav, the Rav will look at different drops, each one less than the gris, lemaisa will mekel. That's the local clearly over here. Each one has to be the size of 19 to 20 millimeters. One case. The second case, let's say you have something that's 30 millimeters. Except 15 of it is maratome, and 15 is marator. Argument sarif one to another not. Some we mentioned last kabura the chavdas wants to be machmer. However, the alocha revachas is not that way. It's like the siddetayra and kivegi the chavdas because I'm safe and others the graz. We paskin. We have to look at the maratome, the red, and not the green, blue, and orange. And we will not be mitzarif that, or the brown. Some want to say whatever colors you want. We're not going to be mitzarif that.
What did it say? Yes, could be mitzarif.
What?
Because
it's one mara and it's not, no, I know, but what's the whole reason we tell upon machalis? Because it came from the bog. This didn't come from the bog. It's all one mara. It came from her for sure. What? It looks one mara. That means someone kind of, that depends how it looks. But let's say it looks like one mara. It looks like it's clearly one mara. So where did 30 come from? It cannot. There's no machalis over here. So it's a swarov instead of the chavadah. So I'll say no. Look closer. Now, a third case discussed Mitzarev. Let's say they discuss that it went through Shuing, Tachtonim, undergarments, and now it also went through a Tachtonim Torah or tights. The same era, same place. So the question is now, it's the same Kesem that went through. Are you Mitzarev? Yeah, 15 millimeters on your Tachtonim, on her Tachtonim, and 15 millimeters on a tights that went right through. To say now, let's Mitzarev the two or not?
Let's consider 15 millimeters on the tights.
That's another question. Let's say it was on the tights when it spread out and she's still wearing it. Okay, not shrink when it went smaller yet. Okay, and she brought her leg to the rope. Whatever you want. Now, So we have over here 50. Are you mitzvah for two shim over here? So again, the Pachat Yitzchok, a few hundred years ago, he comes along and says, just like by a pad, a thick baguette, we're not going to be mitzvah. He also said, this is like a case of a thick baguette, and therefore we're not going to be mitzvah. And therefore the Ikre, the Torah, they bring down the Achronim about this way, and Masham and others bring down the Halacha Maisa, we're not going to be mitzvah. That means again, even though we know it's certainly one, and it leaked through to the other, the Rav judged each one as a separate Marmokum.
But by Begad Av, we say that you
don't. We say we did not count the thickness, only congealed on top, we said. And that's the Machlokes. What?
You don't down the thickness at all, so we shouldn't down the thickness at all if that's right.
No, we have two different Begads over here. We have two separate Begads, each one by itself.
Okay, but if you're being Tyler in the thickness, you only down what's on top, you don't down the thickness.
Each one is a separate thing.
So then how do you say it's the thickness?
Staff and thickness is comparison. Just like by the thickness we see that way. A fourth case over here is, let's say you have red on one side, you have red on the other side, and white in between. It's 10 millimeters, 10 millimeters, 10 millimeters. I can mitzaref it. Say, no, we have white in between, and now it separates two, and on the big dog, lock it, not going to be mitzaref or not. So, Maisa Kamlon Kivego on Sefir, we'll get to Ezra Shem today. He brings down the meal to Stockholm and says, that's one kesem. And then the Gami Paskin not to mitzaref, but here it is one kesem, and therefore come to Metamer. And therefore, come on, all this farm, go this way, Allah Lamaisa, that a gam would not be mitzaref. This is one kesem, and you have a shear of red, the loch is that we're going to mitzaref both sides to it. Therefore, one of the aces, any rub says when a person's spotting, they tell her to change her undergarments constantly. The reason is because sometimes you'll see a couple of stains there. You cannot tell if it's two separate stains or one stain, or it looks like one stain. And therefore, you have to judge it by itself, and even though you have tires in between, you're going to have to mitzaref her. Therefore, they tell her to change every hour, whatever you want to, a couple times during the day. It'll come out. They look at each one by itself. Therefore, mitaharer is less than a good soil. So, one of the H's is when women change, they tell her to constantly change her undergarments. That constantly does not mean every 5 minutes. We mean a couple times a day. A couple times a day. Every couple of hours. Let's leave that alone. Another case over here, the case of Sugya Tziv, Kamal Pesach Tshuva, brings down the Binas Adam, Chokhmas Adam, that you find something on the Kmatim, meaning either on the creases, or the pleats, or the folds over here. The question is what to go do. So Betzim, there are two cases brought down. One, when the case of Tfurim, when it's sewed up, one case when it's on non the Tfurim, when it's not sewed up. Let me just, I think, make it practical. You have, let's say, in your shirt, two different areas, and then you have things over here that open up. I mean, basically, she has a skirt that's pleated. That means it folds together. She sits down, it can fold on top of the dam, and then opens up. So how exactly do you look at it? Is that really one kesem? It came together. You can even add them all together. You put them together, exactly one matches to another. I come along to be machmen a share of kikris v'oid. But no, Maisa, when she stands up, the skirt opened up, and now on this white skirt, she should never wear a white skirt, but let's say she does for whatever reason. And therefore, it's opened up, and you see two different places over here. Judge each one by itself. So Maisa, come along the... We have two cases. One first one's not sewn together. Who pleated the skirt? To come up with being down, Venus, Odom, the Maisa, each place stands by itself, and therefore we give the Locha to be Maisa to be Mekel. Each one less than Grizz, Oy, the Maisa will be Mekel. Choshani went this way. Asa Hashem, the Choshokhan says, this din of Grizz, Oy, the Locha Mesh Mesinai, that did not be Mitzav, the Locha Mesh Mesinai. We know it fell down to one place, one area. It certainly adds up this way. It's exactly one to another. Avad, it's one Kesem over here. And therefore, those won't be machmer. The article goes this way. The Yash wants to be machmer.
By the text, you said that it goes through, it's on the same.
No, that's no, because there it's one beggar, and here's two different begad.
But it's the same. You know what?
The Venus Adam says you're right, and the Akashukh says you're wrong. A second case over here, when it's sewed up, also, come on the Venus Adam, and there the Badish and the Pitkan Shubhikan is Mesubhik over there. Mice over here, most places can say when you have a stitching over there to make it two separate areas, come on, everyone's in the mice to be machmen. That's is one begad. To say it's two separate begad is very hard to understand. But etzim is the Aruch HaShulchan and the Yashim, but the Shani by the Shulchan, that etzim is one begad. Now you could start declaring what finds sewing up. That means you have something that's zippered up. And now fell down on the zipper.
It opens,
so but etzim, this is really, it's Shabbos is not doifer. But no, right now it's one. You take Shabbos into account.
We're
going to bow and Echlar and Shabbos might be a machloikis. How long you leave it there for? 6 months? Not 6 months. But what category do you find it? Well, Betzim, it's two different areas. It's not together. So you can't start clawing. I did see him discuss the case of a zipper. But look where that's an interesting question. Is zipper nichol the case of Teifer, not Teifer? According to Aruch HaShulchan, it won't make a difference. Both of them are Meister Machmer. So it comes out again to the sugya of being mitzaref things again to teifa not again. What's not tfurim machlokes are for shulchan verse to chok and adam mavuch among the paiskim is man is there. And again, when sold up, bigger the paiskim ma'isim will be machmer against the sulfik of the venus adam over here. Siftas is the loch over here of that. When we read the sugya, it's very simple. We seem to, without before we get to the shach, is that we have a chocho, this dam that's coming that he found on the ish's leg, is not from oisamokum because the shape that comes out is very strange. Come over shach and quotes a bach, and the argument really over here is what is a sugya of siftas? Is siftas a sugya of size or a sugya of shape? That's the argument. The bach stands is a sugya of size because oi the sugya of size, and then he has a kasha from siftas. And the shach says, if you have a kasha of sivov. The couple guys came over to me and started asking me before they got the shach kashas, what are you talking about? It's not a sugi over here of size, sugi of shape. And every person said, yeah, we know further. That's what the shach says. I mean, the sugi of pasha is sugi of shape. I read the Torah Shlomo on the page, which is the vada of the shach, right? All the place can go like the shach. Sugi of shape has nothing to do with sivov and sivches. That means sivov and sivches is sugi of size over here, but saf, namachav, is a mashu, besorah, not. That's vav and ches. Zayin sugya hargo. Siftes is separate sugya. Does shape make a difference when there's a chokh over here or not? Halacha is no matama anyway. That's the sugya of siftes, a sugya of shape. I disagree. We'll see you inside. And the shach disagrees. Everyone disagrees with you. Not just me. Everybody says you're wrong. Fine, we can look at it inside, but everyone says you're wrong. Now, just 2 points that once we're to get the sugya of some over here, didn't mention, but let's say you have a suffix. A lot of times you have sveikis over here. Negate to Mara. Negate to Kesem. The two cases negate to suffix. When's Lefenenu? Not Lefenenu. When's Lefenenu? There's no head to suffix Rabban Lekula. I think we mentioned already. Yadashaitim. Go risk another Rav. Someone else usually knows our more Bekiyim, know exactly how to measure things, what the colors are, Vadiyapi Machmer. The question is when you lose a Kesem. Over the years, people have lost some of the lost Myers also. It's a great question. What happened when they get lost? Do you say, once you knew about the suffix over here, if you machmer or not? So that's in the two cases a person can lose it. You can lose it and they get to kesem. The case over here, when you lost it, you're not sure the color. In case you lost it, not sure the size of the shape. The shape. Not the shape, the size, Shabbat. So take each one. First, you lost it, you're not sure what the color over here is. So there's a chokh mazot in the cloud called Yigimel says you're not sure the color. So you're at class, I'm done malakulo. Even the different makil says, you can make it even by design, the key by the first 3 days, no problem. Sabdam al Kula. Chazal's gave you a chum over here. But you club Sabdam al Kula. Those who want to disagree, Shalom Eshav, Shalom Kula, they say, Maisa Chazaka, the Roy Dam, is comes with our Kosho. I'm sorry, it's Maritame over here. Nivla Maisa, let's be Machmer. There's a big Mavucha, by the Shulchan Maisa says, let's be Chosh to be Machmer. The Shalom, Marcoin over here is interesting. Marcoin. And these Minchas Oshel, the Maisa, they want to be Mekel, and the Balashukh wants to be Machmer. Agam, the Balashukh himself writes, however, let's say an Isha constantly has a Koshes, and she sees Maritoris, we have no Chazok anymore. And therefore, Bezil Orbach says, Bezmanazeh, most of our Noshim have a Koshes, have a Koshes, have Maritoris. The assumption is Bezmanazeh had changed. No, they have, not like a Koshes. Lava Noshim have the Maritorius all the time. So once that's so, the Tzati Machmer is implied even to the Machmirim. And therefore, to get to the Mar, what color over here is, it seems to be Bezmanazah the Paiskim, if you lost the Kesem, it might seem to be Mekel. Salah. A second, let's say you're not sure exactly what the size over here is. So here, again, the most Paiskim Maisa, again, the Chachmuz Adam speaks out clearly. If Makil says, even in the Zainakim, the first 3 days, the Maisa be Mekel. Over here, we don't have any chazakal. Agam, there is a vosner, more than shitosa, once we machmer, come on, all this from go, when he lost it, it's had a size shabai, also will be mekel. Now, that does not mean you should lose it. And maybe you should get a knas for it. But the halacha is, if you're not sure of the color, or you're not sure the size, how big it is, if they want to be mekel, Agam chodshani has a little bit of knage to it, once time it really depends. If the ish is not sure, she's not a baki. Bring it to Rav, the Rav's not sure, and then if somebody else, he has to start measuring, and then he loses it, and starts claiming maybe there's a darker race over here, that maybe it's the Matamar, and maybe you have a Baya over here. Fine, Yishlo, Yishlaim. Although, it's at the Sugya Sofik, the Maisa, the Iku will make it when you lose the Kesem, but not when you have it, and it's Lefanenu. 2 points. First, the Gate of Sifiyot.
You see something about the Kula, which is like.
First, the Gate of Sifiyot. On the page, come on, nothing there. However, this is the Iker halacha, the ger, practically to us, Sif Yud has two kulas. The kula of having something that's not be makabel tumah, and the hak negate the pads and tissues of kedaima, and the idea of big day tzavayim, how to apply it practically. That means even though on the page you should finish it with maybe a half hour, but some more or less, there's a lot of read pages and pages off the page. I can't tell everyone what exactly to go look, what to go see, but you have to see it. You have to know it. That means halachal ma'is practically the sif hay and sif yod. Practically in Siman Kuf Tzadi. That's halachali. Hey and Yud, that's it. Everything else are not too practical. You have to know Hey, which is very simple, and Yud, which is so much to go see. So a gam is not much on the page. Everyone take a sefer, a lika sefer by the shoulder. Take something and try to bring it down practically halachal ma'iso. Second is, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night, there's a chasen l'chabura by Moish Harbader. And just make sure I pronounce the name correctly, because every time I pronounce it, people... Just try to correct me. There's a chasa tomorrow night at the Chabura. It's in Shir Shishlaim. The Chob is called at 6 o'clock. Shir Shishlaim is right outside Harnof. Where Nissan Kaplan was supposed to be Masadar. Not anymore. Not sure who. Also, the Chabura is making Shev Brach this Sunday night. We're following his house. Everyone is invited to be there. To Mishtatif. BYOB means bring your own
beer.
Okay, but that's for you to go say. Okay, fine. Ben Hashem, and he also wants sponsors. Yes, anyone who would like to help out, who follows over here, he'll deal with you. Fine. So again, two things. Again, we have a chasa Thursday night. Everyone, please invite the show. And we have a Shev Brachas Ben Hashem Sunday night. Shev Brachas is called for 7:30. That means you take the mirror plus at 7:15 to get the 7:30, 7:35.